Thank you, Chair. Article 19 welcomes the timely discussion on online hate speech against individuals and groups of national, ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities. We recognize that intolerance, discrimination, and violence against minority groups disproportionately impact individuals' and communities' ability to speak, organize, seek information, and to exercise other human rights. To effectively address this problem, which stems from historical and deep-rooted causes, Article 19 consistently calls for an explicit recognition of the relationship between the rights to freedom of expression, non discrimination, and equality as positive and mutually reinforcing rather than contentious. It is under this framework that international human rights law provides sufficient guidance to identify when limitations to freedom of expression are required and how to adequately uphold the protection of each respective right. It is therefore crucial to urge states to and private sector civil society to consider the following. The Rabat Plan of Action, the 2015 report of the Special Rapporteur on Minority Issues, and Article 19's hate speech pyramid provide a tiered response to hate speech based on severity thresholds of expressions. They serve as a general principle to identify different types of hate speech and the specific obligations of states in relation to each category, including hate speech that must be prohibited according to Article 20 of the ICCPR, hate speech that may be prohibited according to Article 19 of the ICCPR, and hate speech that must be protected from restriction but raises concerns in terms of intolerance. The clearest distinctions between an adequate implementation of what constitutes incitement to discrimination and violence, as opposed to other forms of hate speech, is crucial to refrain from adopting measures that hinder minorities' rights to dissent, to speak out, to challenge structural obstacles that impair their recognition and the visibility of their interests. The general notions of hate speech as protected by freedom of expression, or freedom of expression is hate speech, do not exist under international human rights law. When serious online manifestations of hate speech, such as incitement to violence against minorities or threats to their physical integrity and life, restrictions as well as effective and exhaustive investigations of attacks are not only permissible, but an obligation of the states to protect against those attacks. Thank you, Chair.